When Jeff Kaler was a young boy growing up in Centerville, Virginia.
He was very cuddly. He took care of the younger sisters. And he was really athletic. You know, he ended up going to high school playing football. Good baseball player, too.
His mom, Roxanne, says Jeff dreamed of completing the Marine Corps Marathon and qualifying for the Boston Marathon. But by 2001, that goal had to wait. He graduated from Virginia Tech and was commissioned in the Army right around the time of the September 11th terrorist attacks.
I was almost scared for him because I did not know what was coming down the pipeline.
The next summer, he deployed to Kuwait and then a few months later to Baghdad. It was the beginning of Operation Iraqi Freedom. On April 7th, 2003, the family got a call.
You know, we just sat there stunned. Literally stunned. I just never thought this would happen to him.
Army First Lieutenant Jeff Kaler was killed by a grenade. He was 24.
I just hope I get to see him again. Yeah, sometime. It gets kind of hard.
In the early evenings, as the sun sinks toward the horizon, you can find Roxanne training here on the track at George Mason High School, trying to finally fulfill her son's dream of running the Marine Corps and Boston Marathons.
And that definitely would be on the wings of Jeff. I definitely would be on the wings of Jeff. That's why I always say that every time when I start off. I said, you know, take me through this.
And when she crosses that finish line.
Well, first of all, you say, oh my gosh, I'm so glad this is over with. And you think, oh, wow. And you just really feel good that you've accomplished something. And that's the biggest thing in the world, is knowing that you can do it by yourself and you have the motivation within to make something happen. I think that's a great gift.
In Falls Church, Virginia, Jamie Forzato, WTOP News.